fishing all the time.
Oh yeah, fishing season, it's seriously here. I wish you folks were here in the studio before we turn the recorder on. Leaf and I share fish stories.
Yeah, buddy.
And Leaf's got a couple of good ones. And who knows, maybe we'll get to that. But we've got stuff to talk about. We've got a kid's fishing day coming up, but we got all that. So Leaf, how you doing, man?
Oh man, I'm doing great. Good. I am just so happy that we're coming into this time of the year.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, you know, I already had my first check-in at the Heartbreak Hotel and already gained some redemption in front of all my family and friends.
That's a good good bookend. He's got a sad story and then a beyond
and a rad story.
Yeah, sad and rad.
You know, it was like right after you and I talked last week. Yeah. I was all inspired, hopped in the river, swung some flies into one of my favorite big back eddies like I was talking about. And didn't just get broke off by a big cutbow or cutthroat. I couldn't tell exactly how pure it was in the moments that I saw it. I could tell it was about 22, 23 inch, over 4 pound, you know, approaching Whoa. 5. Just a massive fish, which makes me think maybe it was cutbow and also a lack of red or green. I saw a lot of red and yellow, which and a bit of chrome too.
But big.
Oh man, so big. I thought it was either a bull trout or a spring chinook when I first got into it. You know, it ran me about this big back eddy and then hopped into the just at that time probably 6,000 CFS flow and said, I will see you later. And it ran into a knot in about halfway through my backing. It stopped the whole show, and I found that I must have had a weak spot about 5 feet up my fly line. My actual running line snapped. Jeez. My whole leader, tippet, bug, and a bit of my fly line got taken from me.
Well, isn't this the story that you said you gave an out loud whoop?
Yeah.
And that's a jinx.
That's a total jinx. Don't woo when you're in the middle of catching a fish. Just keep your mouth shut until you get it in the net. Then you can woo all you want.
Because
they hear that, and I swear, 9 out of 10 times if I say woo, it's gone.
Okay, well, there
you go. So don't woo.
But it sounds... So anyway, that was the
Heartbreak Hotel.
That was the sad story. Tell them the rad one.
Well, you know, I was hanging out with my BFF, my buddy Lance, you know, and I just helped him get set up. He bought a rod, and I gave him a reel with some line on it to get going down the rabbit hole of fly fishing for his birthday. And we and all our family and friends and everybody were down at the Carlton Hole, our favorite swimming hole. And, you know, he was just kind of, we were working on his cast. He was just working a stimulator. It's always easier just to start out with a little dry fly and floating line, you know. And so did that for a little bit, and I figured I'd get out of his ear and just let him fish, and I would kind of fish a little bit. And so he was kind of plying the middle of the back eddy with his stimulator, and there was a really nice yellow Sally hatch coming off. And I think my buddy Glenn, when he tried it later with Lance's rig, did get a few to come up for it. But as he was doing it, as Lance was fishing, I was, you know, explaining to him that, yeah, you're the dry fly, and see with this, I'm a fish, and I come swimming in, and I kind of want to run for a second, and then stop, like I'm panting, and I'm out, I'm trying to catch my breath, and then run, and then wham, big fish hit, and I was like, oh, and then a big fish will usually hit right about now. So I'm standing at the top of the big old Carlton Hole there, and once again, flying into the backing before you even knew what was going on my 6-weight rod, with 3X tippet, so not a wimpy little rig, something with backbone, but still with the flow, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
I ran right out of my flip-flops and had to yell at my buddy, hey, please grab my shoes, as I went flying by him down the beach, and managed to work that thing out of the fast flow, and it took a while to get over the sandbar, but once I did, then I handed off to Finley, and my boy Finley, he helped land it, and Leo just always loves to be the net man, so they just kind of assumed their positions, and it was kind of funny because Leo grabbed the little trout net that I'd given to Lance for his birthday, which was just a joke when it came to trying to net this big old fish. Turned out to be a big bully, so I showed him how to kind of subdue it real quick by doing the old flip it over, you know, catatonic state seems to kind of kick in, almost like sharks there, got the hook out of its mouth and sent it on the way, which you always want to do with the bullies. You know, I really don't even take pictures. It's fine if while you're doing it, I think, you know, somebody takes a picture of you doing it, but I don't take them out of the water and I don't take any extra time.
Well, and plus, I mean, all of this goes on. Both sons are involved. They're learning about bull trout and how to handle
them. Exactly. And a new guy there too,
And there's a little bit of an audience,
at
the swimming hole?
Yeah, oh, big audience, yeah. There was like my wife and and his wife and just a bunch of kids.
Well, so. that definitely redeems you, all right?
Yeah, I think so, with some witnesses, too. I could have just not even told you about the spanking, you know? Yeah. I'd just win them all. But I think if I did, it wouldn't be half as much fun. I wouldn't keep coming back.
Yeah, I'd give us the whole story, but I'm glad you had a balance.
Yeah, yeah. It's been great. That's not been my only luck. I've caught fish on all three rivers now. Doing really well, just kind of carrying around my, for the most part, I've been slinging and using dries, little yellow Sally imitations, mm-hmm. like a yellow stimulator, size 14. Mm-hmm. For that is always good. And you can try a little bit bigger in the orange stimmies. Perhaps there's a few golden stones popping off the early spring goldens. As well, you know, the caddis, it's a sedge caddis, and they've been looking pretty big to me, about a size 12, so that's another.
You mean bigger than usual?
Bigger than usual. I think it's just maybe a spring variety that I'm not always uh-huh. as aware of. A little mahogany kind of brown swept-back wings, and I've noticed that especially on the Chewook and on some of the slower water in the madhouse sedges are a real good bug, too, when you're going to the small ones. Also, duns and betas are a good one to do. Yellow and yellowish-green work really well for me on all three rivers as well. The Twisp is not always the easiest river to work small dries on. And, you know, you can find a good bug breakdown on our last week's fishing report. Yes. And we kind of covered that really well, too.
And it looks to me like the weather is going to really cooperate and extend the hatch for about as long as you can hope for. I mean, it's not going to just blow up with hot weather.
No, yeah. As I'm sure you might be seeing if you're checking the weather forecast, we've snapped out of that warm streak that we had. But that's probably pretty good because also it has slammed the brakes on the squeeze of the snow up there. Mm-hmm. And it was about, 12,000 the week before last. It went to 6,000 the next week. Mm-hmm. Today we sit at 4,600. Mm-hmm. And I'll be hitting the river for the first day in my boat anyway. Tomorrow, I really look forward to the water being right between 3,000 and 4,000.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I'll take a little over 4,000, but I'd really like to see that between 3,000 and 4,000. That's when you get your cute little pockets, your dancing water off the tips of the islands. You just finally start to get some cushion, and it's not all just raging down river. Mm-hmm. And as well, you will be seeing more and more cutthroat coming back down off their spawning grounds. And just really, I think the case is they've had enough to eat that they're getting some energy and starting to show themselves again too.
Cool. Well, this is the time of year we've been kind of hoping for. I mean, we talk about mm-hmm. wherever the fishing is, but now it's just sort of coming on in lots of the river.
Absolutely. And all good reports from all the lowland lakes. You really just, you can't pick a bad one right now. So there's not much to say to that except for the betas, hatches on full and the damsel hatch will be coming on. So, hit those lakes, for the next month. They should be really good.
Cool.
And the river, still fishing generally the tributaries, the Twisp and Chewook, the upper parts of the Methow, that bull trout, like I said, was mm-hmm. Carlton Hole, and we also saw trout down there. Mm-hmm. So I've also seen some good water as far down as, south of Carlton, but really the calmer stuff is going to be up above Twisp. So, that pretty much covers it.
Well, we've got a thing for kids Saturday at the National.
That's right.
Hatchery. You've been involved in that in years past.
I love it.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's the kids' fishing day, and we just, it's something that Mr. Pasley up there and the National Hatchery put on. It's just such a cool event. It was, the last few years I've noticed they're getting more and more things to do there. Mm-hmm. I think it was maybe more just fishing before, but now you can do the cool little stream building things, some art projects, painting fish. You can check out the beavers. They're always cool. I'm sure I'm missing some stuff there. But as always, of course, the fishing thing is just super awesome. And you can catch a fish that maybe tagged, win a prize, fishing pole, fishing gear, stuff like that.
I keep forgetting about the tagging contest.
And then on your way out, they'll show you how to fillet your fish, help you process your fish, and you can take it home and show the kids how to cook it.
So this is Saturday. This is the fish hatchery kind of closest to Winthrop there. And is it from 10 to 2, I think?
I believe that's right,
Okay.
On the 9th, Saturday the 9th. And, as always, I guess this is that time that we need to thank our good friends and sponsors over there at North 40. This week, their bug of the week is the corn-fed caddis. I think that might be a good one too.
That's the actual name.
I know. Isn't that great? It's. I think it'd be a good one to match that bigger size sedge that we're talking about. And it's kind of a neat one because there's a sort of a soft hackle up on the top of a dry fly. So it has this really swishy, cool motion to it. And it's really fat, as the as the name suggests, in the body. And so that's there. I think they're usually right around $1.50, $1.40, something like that, for the bug of the week. And you just can't even tie them for that. So it's a great thing to score over there to get your pack going for the spring as well. If you need to buy a new box or pole or boat or clothes or anything like that, you can do it over there at the OMAC location, or you can do it online at North 44. flyshop.com. They can deliver it to your door. And you know, as far as the fishing thing goes, if you'd like to book a trip, I do recommend it, because I am booking them up. Or if you'd like some fishing tips, you can go ahead and give me a call, 509-429-7298. You can check out the blogger podcast at flyfishersproshop.com, or you can send me a message on the old interwebs at metalfishingadventures@gmail.com. take care, y'all, and get that fish right on.